Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's poppin'? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, all right?
So what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your host, Mr. Locario, and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. BadBoyMembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio-video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
Yeah, the bad boy of the game, Mr. Locario here with your boy, the Dean. What's going on, everybody? Mr. Locario, what's up with you? How you doing, fam?
What up? What's going on? What's popping?
Man, I can't call it, man. Why don't you give me your information, fam, before we get this joint going?
Right. So, yeah, man, guys, make sure you check me out on badboymembership.com. Also, make sure you get my book, How to Have Sex 2 Women a Day. This is the ebook, hard copy, or audio book. Go to MrLocario.com to get that shit. You feel me?
All right. Well, that's good. Hey, guys, y'all want to check me out? We all be able to check me out tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Well, we're going to have a major announcement, a very new product that is coming out in June. So make sure y'all check that out. Guys, if y'all want to call into the show, it's 515-605-9373. That's the number. I'm going to read three emails. Mr. Locario is going to read three emails, and that's going to be the show. We're wrapping it up in 1 hour, so let's get into it. Mr. Locario, who's up first?
Yeah, you go first.
All right, let me go first. Yeah, this one here, this is kind of funny. Matter of fact, this isn't the email. I saw this on Facebook, and I wanted to ask you your thoughts on that. Let me turn the music off. I want to ask you your thoughts on that. Guy asked, he said, do girls even notice when you're trying to get them? That's the question. Now, I kind of got his ass about that, but
say
I want you to
say it again. Hold on, he's bringing up. Say it again. So what happened?
Do girls even notice when you're trying to get at them?
Do girls notice when you get at them? When you're trying to get at them. Okay.
Yes.
And that's the question.
Yeah. Do they even know? Well, because apparently the guy is trying to get a woman to notice him, but she can't notice him, even though he's trying. So that's where the question's coming from. Do they notice when you're trying to get at them? Do they notice?
Right. Well, it all depends, though, because in general, women, they assume that you're trying, you know, in most cases. You understand what I'm saying? The fact that you're talking to them. But it's like this. If you're the type of dude who they'll notice that you're trying to get with them if you're the type of guy who's like a player, a Mac, a guy who's used to talking to women, they'll know because you're going to be doing what you're doing. On the other end, they'll also know you're trying to get with them, even if you're the type of guy who doesn't know how to get with women, because you're going to display those characteristics that show that you're the type of guy who doesn't really know what he's doing. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
So there's times in the middle where women might be confused or not really know, based off of like how certain guys come at them. It's usually you have guys who are players who know how to interact with a woman where she's not too sure if he's interested in her or not. But generally, most of the times, women know that you're trying to get with them. But if his question is sort of like, how do you get at a chick, you feel what I'm saying? Mm. Or if a chick's not noticing that he's trying to get at her, if she doesn't notice him, he's probably not doing certain things to make himself memorable or noticeable. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that could be it. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, it's two things. Number one, what a lot of guys understand, if you're a loser, wait. Sorry, Ms. Carr. Before I even say that, I need to ask: should I tell them the truth or should I lie? I mean, I don't. You know, it's tough Tuesday, so. Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure because I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. The thing is when you have a loser mentality, you think like a loser, you behave like a loser. She doesn't care if you're waving a flag or holding a sign that you like her. She is not interested in you, nor does she care what you do. You know what I mean, Ms. Carl? And here's the problem. Because a lot of guys convince these women that they matter when they don't. And that's the problem. See, I always like to use you, Ms. Lucario. You my dog, and I like to use you in these scenarios. A Mr. Lucario is going to get at a woman, still is not going to care what the end result is because he's not putting power into the woman. Whereas the regular guy that doesn't know himself well, Mr. Lucario, puts a lot of emphasis, he puts a lot into the woman and tries to convince them that they matter. And that's the problem. Women don't want weakness. They don't want guys that don't know what they're doing. So when the guy asks the question, do they notice when you're trying to get at them? Yeah, they notice, because when a Mr. Lucario's talking to her, it's totally different from the regular guy, because Mr. Lucario is not going to make it about the woman. Mr. Lucario is going to make it about himself, where the regular guy is going to make it about the woman. You see what I'm saying, dog?
Right.
Yeah, so definitely I would say that's the issue right there. You're making it more about the woman than you're making it about yourself. And when you do that, they don't want to mess with you. You got the floor, Mr. Lucario.
All right, cool. So, all right, so this question right here says, question about money. I've been on 3 dates with this girl so far, and on every date I paid for everything. I wanted to know, is there a way that girl to pay for something on our next date? Is it normal for the man to always pay? So what's your thoughts on that, bro?
The answer, without a shadow of a doubt, is 100% yes, you gotta pay. When you are a cookie cutter, again, if you're on your third date with a woman and you're still paying for it, that means she is using you for your money and not who you are. Because if you're doing it correctly after the first date, which is at a coffee or ice cream or feeding the ducks, at least by the second or third date, that is going to be more likely at your place or her place, where you're either cooking for her, Mr. Lucario, or she's cooking for you. The problem is when a woman meets again, it goes back to the first thing, Mr. Lucario. When a woman meets a boring guy, he's got to prove himself to her. And proving to her means that you don't have a personality. So you're going to have to prove it with money to show me that you like me, because your personality isn't enough to get by. What's your take on that, sir?
Yes. You know, what happens is that a lot of times if a chick is really into you, right, she's going to want to put something in. A lot of guys don't understand is that guys think that, you know, because, you know, we've been conditioned, and even some women have been conditioned to think that men have to pay for everything. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is that if a chick is really into you, a lot of times she'll try to put in something or chip in something, because what it is that she wants you, she wants to do as much as she can to let you know that she's feeling for you, because she wants to get that across that she likes you. A lot of times the least that a woman likes you, the more you're going to have to pay. You understand what I'm saying? So I remember I've been on dates where chicks would take out their, you know, their purse or whatever and shit, take out money out their purse and be like, hey, do you want me to pay for this? Or, and they wouldn't even say, you know, you want me to pay for half. Some of them would say, I'll get it or whatever. They would volunteer to make it happen. So the thing is, a lot of times there are women who they're not really that into you. They're not really feeling you. So therefore, they're using you for the money. They're using you for the attention. They're using you for the dates. They're not really that into you. You see what I'm saying? So they're just going to, like, you know, let it be where you're doing all the paying. Now, it's not like this is like the first date and then you took her out and then you just fixed whatever and y'all. And then the second and third date she came through and then, y'all, you know, she paid for some of the meal and she did this and you did that. That'd be one thing. But you were saying that for the first 3 dates, you put up all the money. She ain't put in nothing. You see what I'm saying? And the thing is, a lot of times that guys are making it to where they're the ones who are creating that situation to go down like that. Because even sometimes what you could do on a date is you can say, like, let's say you go into, like, on a second date, you're going to the movies or something like that. You understand? You could tell a chick, yo, listen, I'm going to get the tickets, you get the popcorn. You understand? So that she's already knowing that she's going to put something in. So the thing is, you could either set it up that way, or you got to look out for if she's going to pay, because that's going to give you an indication of how interested she is in you. Don't get fooled into this thing where, you know, you're supposed to pay for everything, because guys get all caught up in that. And you start, and if you hear women say that bullshit about, oh, well, the man's supposed to pay and this and that, they're trying to game you because they are not into you. And they just want to be able to have a certain amount of guys who can just, they can use to pay for everything and pay for their entertainment and all that other crazy shit. But yeah, that's my thoughts on that shit.
Yeah, and one thing else, you know, is like I've had a situation, several situations where, like you say, the woman pulls money out and says, you know what, let me pay for this or whatever. Usually at that point, what I would say is, you know what, save your money. Why don't we do this? Next time we get together, you take that money, you go ahead and go to the store, buy some items and you cook for me and I'll come over. You see what I'm saying? But
right. But
as you can tell, Ms. Lucario, he doesn't know how to transition anything as well. He keeps beating his head up on the wall by doing what? Taking her out. His mouthpiece, it already tells me where he's going wrong, because you're going 3 times out already with somebody and you got to keep paying for it. That means you're the desperate, needy, confused individual that doesn't know anything about himself. So he is doing what he's supposed to do, unfortunately, because anything else, he can't. That's why he needs a Mr. Lucario or a Steve the Dean Wins, because what he's doing is going down the wrong pathway, man. Yes, sir. So if y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number if you have a question. Let me go ahead and read this email. Long story short, I met this chick online, okay? She's 22. She likes older guys, not looking for anything serious. She likes to be submissive. And she says, you know, being with someone is fun. After short correspondence, we set up some ground rules, whatever. We moved to Hangouts and started chatting. Let me see here. We started chatting and we started exchanging pictures, and I wrote her this. Now, this is the conversation they had, Ms. Lucario. All right, remember this. I'm about to read some of this shit. Okay. She says, we should get to know each other a little more. No, with a question mark. He says, you're right. I don't believe jumping straight into bed. I'm sorry. Okay.
Crazy.
Hey. Then all of a sudden he said the topic changed to something else. She answered and quickly asked me about relationships I had. Then she wrote, "I'm going to bed. We'll talk tomorrow." It was 1:30 a.m. after that. The next afternoon, she texts me, "Hi." This involved into a conversation with some back and forth banter and a little sexual innuendo on her part. Okay. On her part, Mr. Licario. Then I asked her about commitment.
Oh my God.
Let me keep going. Okay. So then she all of a sudden I don't hear from her. She hits me back. And then he said, he asked her to send a picture. He said, "Show me how angry you are right now." She says, "I'm not mad." He said, "So send me a picture, show me how submissive you are." She said, "No." And then she said, "I got to go. Some friends are coming over. I'll talk to you later. All right." And we already kind of know. And so the question is this. He says, after that, she never replied back. I saw later on she was online, but never said hi or anything to me. The question is, considering the nature of the what he called the relationship, should I say something to her or charge it to the game? Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
That's crazy. So look, man. He's going to have to charge it to the game anyway because he ain't going to get with her. You know, it's over pretty much. But he messed up because he was inconsistent with his situation because she's trying to get some sex popping and he's talking about commitment and all this other goofy shit. So, you know what I'm saying? So she's looking at him like, "Yo, what's wrong with this guy? Like, I'm trying to get it in and he's talking about some other stuff." And so one minute he's talking about commitment, next minute he's talking about, oh, being submissive and some other stuff. And it's like, dude, you got to be consistent with your situation. This is what I be telling guys. Like, you can't one minute be acting like this way, then the next minute acting like that way, and you're not consistent because the girl can see that. So she's on the level of she's ready to make it happen now on some sex shit, and he's talking about all this commitment and all this other goofy shit. And she's like, yo, I'm not looking for that. I'm looking to get fucked. They're doing some other shit, and he's wondering why she doesn't want to talk to him anymore, and she's sort of like, you know, brushing him off. And that's what it is that, again, guys got to understand how important it is to understand what's going on in the situation so you can know how to move from point A to point B. When the girl realizes you don't know what you're doing, that's when, you know, shit ain't going to go down the road it needs to. That's when she's like, all right, I'm going to cut this dude off because he doesn't know what he's doing. He's wasting my time. I'm going to keep it moving. And that's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Well, she says she's 22 and she likes older men, which means she likes to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
She says she's not looking for anything serious. She wants to fuck. She says she likes being submissive. She wants to fuck a man who is going to be in control of the relationship. Okay? Now, where he went wrong, she told him what she wanted. But all of a sudden, he's telling her, I mean, from Jump Street, telling her, I don't believe in jumping straight into bed. What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I don't believe. Wait. She's over here saying, I want some dick. And then he's right over here saying, well, I don't like jumping straight into bed. You know, I just want to court you and, you know, hold your hand and paddle you on a boat while you hold an umbrella and just whisk ourselves in the woods and push you on swings. Right. And I mean, what? And then even, like you said, Ms. Licario, a lot of guys, I think the problem is a lot of guys say they want certain things. But when everything lines up and they have the opportunity to get what they want, they freeze up because they never thought they could get it in the first place.
Right, right.
He, He never imagined in his whole life that he would get a young 22-year-old chick that wants to fuck. And now that she wants to do that, I think he's more intimidated because she's telling him what she wants. She's saying to him, this is what I want. This is what I'm looking for. And for some odd reason, he's not taking what she's saying and making it sexual. He's trying to make it something that is not. And it's in it. And it, and I think what happened was, Ms. Licario, it turned her off. So see, I think Ms. Licario, guys, understand, you have a window. You have a small window because women are not going to waste their time. Look, if she wants to fuck and you don't, she's going to look for the next guy. She's not going to sit around there and try to force you. Hey, look, Ms. Licario, she's not going to try to force you to have sex with her. You know what I mean?
Right.
So she's just going to move on. So when he saw her online and she didn't say nothing to him, that's her telling him that, you know what? Your opportunity came, and your opportunity is gone now. Goodbye. What's your thoughts, man?
Yeah, it's you know, it's crazy. Like, guys just got to understand that, you know, they need to know when to strike, man. And especially when a girl is letting it be known.
Yes.
That, you know, she wants to make it happen, then you got to go and make it happen. That's like, do it. Like, it's there for you right there. She's throwing the pussy at you.
Yes.
And you're sitting there acting like you don't know what to do, talking about, oh, I'm not about to have sex soon and I gotta wait and we gotta talk about commitment. Cause see, this is what it really is. A lot of these do, right? What they do is this. They do this goofy ass game shit where a lot of times they'll say shit like that because they think that's what the girl wants. The guy wants to have sex, but he's lying and pretending he doesn't want to have sex with her. You understand?
Yeah.
He thinks that women don't like sex and they have to, or they have to like take a long time to get to know you first before they fuck you. So then this is what guys will do. They'll put out that energy of, oh, I'm not thinking about sex and I want to get to know you, girl, so that blah, 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 because they think they need for that to happen. Instead of realizing that women do like sex, there are women who are going to want to have sex with you now, and then you have to really, you know, make it happen at that point.
Right.
So it's that simple. But again, a lot of dudes who's goofy when it comes to game, they don't understand that. They think, well, I got to lie to this girl. I got to pretend I'm something I'm not. I got to pretend this and pretend that because, oh, a girl's not going to want to just have sex. They don't do that shit. That's what they think because they don't understand the game.
No.
You see what I mean?
Right. I think that's what guys like this, they don't understand about learning or personal development. You know, a lot of these guys, they will go on these YouTubes and watch people just to get information, but it's just on a surface level.
Right.
This thing is so much deeper than the surface level. But when you're on a surface level thinking and you get somebody that puts their cards on the table and you only think a certain way, you're going to choke up because you don't know what to do next. You don't know how to handle the situation. Again, Ms. Licario, women throwing themselves at us is like shit. A fucking dog coming up to you, ask you like for some water. You know what I mean? It's so normal that that's just how it is. You know, it's like you wake up, you turn on your light. You know what I mean? You come in the house, you flip your lights, or you get in the car, you turn the ignition on. That's how it is when you're doing it correctly. But when you're not doing it correctly, you get in the back seat to try to turn the car on. You know, you don't know what to do when certain things arise, and that's the repercussions of that, Mr. Cario. So yeah, but you got the floor, sir.
All right. So his next question, it says, he goes, I wanted to know, is there a way that I can tell if a girl's a hoe? I've been seeing this one girl for a while, and she wants to get into a serious relationship. The thing is, I just don't want to wife up no hoe. I was just going to keep her as a fuck buddy for a while, but then I started to like her, but I don't want to take it any further if she is the thought. How can I tell? All right. What's your thoughts on that?
Ms. LaCour, I love you, dog. You mother dog, man. I love you. No homo, dog. I love you, dog. That's got to be one of the most silliest fucking dumbass questions. Not you. It's not you. But him. What the fuck are you talking? This is what is wrong with the normal guy. You don't even know this woman right now that well. So why the fuck are you? You're not. Wait. Remember. Let me get this straight, Mr. Cario. He's not even in a relationship with her. Am I correct?
He's messing around with her.
Right, but he's not in a. He's not. It's not his girl though, right?
He's saying he wants to know she's a hoe first, and then he'll try to wife her up if she's not a hoe.
That's the problem. The thing about, and I'm going to use my dog Lucario, the thing about a Mr. Lucario is when he meets a woman, he does something called vet the woman. That means he is watching her behaviors. He's watching her, what she says, what she does. He's constantly watching her, but at the same time, he's not going to give her any reward such as you're my girl. We're going to move in together. We're going to get engaged, get married. Why? Because getting Mr. Lucario's name is going to take work on the woman's part. The problem with this one, Mr. Lucario, is he's ready to get married to someone he knows nothing about, someone who's not even proven herself to him, someone that hasn't showed that she is not only girlfriend material, move-in material, engagement material, or wife material. This guy, you know what the problem is with guys like this, and this is the norm for these guys. When they get a woman, because they can't get any women, they will just hold on to whatever they can get and be satisfied with it. And they will do whatever they can. Again, she might not be shit, but you know what, Mr. Carl, it don't matter what we say, because he's going to wife her anyway. Why? Because he's already thinking about wifing her, and she hasn't done anything to show she's even wife material. So with that alone, Ms. Lucario, to me, it doesn't matter what the fuck I say now, because not only is he going to get in a relationship with her, he's going to get her pregnant, and then he's going to wife her, then he's going to bitch about getting her pregnant and wifing her later on, because he doesn't know who he is, sir. You have the floor.
Mm-hmm. Right. Nah, real talk. And it's funny because I think guys got to get out of this thought process of, worrying about if or not. You understand? And also, like you said, you got to vet these chicks. See, there's a difference between a chick being reckless versus a chick who is just, your average everyday chick who has fucked, a number of dudes. You understand what I'm saying? Because most of these women you meet out here done had sex with multiple guys. You understand? Like, it's rare if you're going to find a woman who's only had sex with, like, three dudes. And that's what guys think. They think that women are walking around and they only had sex with two or three guys before they met them. It's like, no, that's not happening, bro. You know what I'm saying? That ain't fucking happening. So what you got to understand is just worry about if she's going to be a hoe when she's with you. If she's going to be with you and it's supposed to be just you and her, is she going to be a hoe or act like that while you're with her? That's the important part, because a chick could be when she's, just dating and single or whatever, she's doing whatever she's going to do. But if y'all going to get in a committed relationship, then she needs to know, okay, it's just going to be me and you now. If we're in a committed monogamous relationship, that it is what it is. So that's the important part, to understand that part. But worrying about if a chick done did a whole bunch of other dudes before you met her, or while you're with, while you're dating or whatever, it's kind of like you're wasting your time, and you're putting energy into something that don't even really matter, because, most women you meet have had sex with multiple dudes. So there's nothing you can do about that. If that's the case, you're with nobody then. You feel what I'm saying? Because Most of these chicks been out here now. Unless you go somewhere where you met some chick, let's say she was super religious or some shit, you know she's a virgin or something crazy like that, or you know you specifically known this girl for years. Other than that, you don't really know what's going on. You see what I mean? So don't worry too much about shit that you can't control. Shit that's really there's nothing you can do about it. So all you really need to do is understand when she's with you. If you decide that this chick is worth, you know, being your girl, and you make her your girl, just make sure that she knows when she's your girl, she can't be doing all that hoeing shit. You feel what I'm saying? And that's really all it is, man. So you know.
Well, you know, Mr. Carr, that the only way to prevent a hoe from being a hoe is if the hoe sees enough value in you to stop hoeing. You see what I'm saying?
Right, so
the problem is yes, she's a hoe because she's probably fucking other guys right now, Mr. Lucario, because she doesn't see any value in this guy to show more commitment. Because you can always notice and tell a woman that is committed to you, because there are certain, a lot of guys understand this. When a woman is committed to you and she's not hoeing around, she's going to give you her itinerary. She's not only going to give you her itinerary, Mr. Lucario, when she's at the place where she's going, she is either going to call you or take a selfie to let you know exactly where she's at. So you know where she's at all times. And even in between those times, she's going to call you or text you to ask you what you're doing. She's going to see what you're up to. That's when you know that she has invested in you. But in this scenario, Mr. Cario, there is no investment here, because this guy, like a lot of guys, she can see the thirst. Because a lot of guys who – see, the problem with a lot of guys, Mr. Cario, when they have never been able to get out there and get women, okay? And then they get one, they'll do everything they can to either lock her in or force her in a cubbyhole or to try to trap her in something, because they're like, wow, well, this is a relationship, so I don't want to mess this up. And when a woman sees that, Miss Lucario, at that point, she doesn't see him as a man. You know what I mean? She doesn't see him as somebody she wants to have a commitment with, because her behaviors always show you where, you know, she doesn't tell you what she's doing, you know, real secretive, still has guy friends. You know, there's several things. Matter of fact, even at a point where you might meet her and she dressed scantily clad, like, again, for Miss Lucario, you might meet her, she dresses scantily clad at first, but once she realizes she's messing with a Mr. Lucario, then she modifies her behavior, saying, you know what? I know dressing this way is going to draw attention to me. Don't get me wrong. Good-looking women going to draw attention, but you know the attention I'm saying. When they dress really scantily clad, and they're like, you know what? Well, you know what? I know Miss Lucario ain't going to play that bullshit. So if I do go out, I'm going to wear something, but let me check with him to see if this is okay if I wear this. Because if he doesn't approve of this, I'm gonna lose his favor, so that means I've gotta act right. You see what I'm saying? It shows that it's not about him, because women are gonna look. They're gonna be hoes because they're always looking for the best suitor. This goes back to nature, Mr. Lucario. You know what I mean? But what's your thoughts on that, brother?
And you know, what guys don't, because you know, I always hear like a lot of the MGTOWs and all these people that complain about like hypergamy or hypergamy or however the fuck you call it, where the women, they're like, oh, the woman's gonna wanna trade up or do this or do that. And like you said, a woman is constantly trying to get the best dude. You understand?
Yes.
So in that situation, she's gonna be dealing with multiple guys. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that she's, you know, fucking all of them, but the thing is that there's gonna be a lot of them she is fucking.
Yes.
And I always say it like this. I always tell guys like this. I said, think about if you think about a girl who's 18, and let's say, or think about a girl who's 28, let's say from the time she was 18, that's 10 years, right? There's 365 days in a year. One guy tried to holler at her every day for 10 years. That's 3,650 men. You trying to tell me out of 3,650 men, she only had sex with two niggas? You know what I'm saying? So just think, this is like logic. Like, come on, dog. You know what I mean? So it's like, dude got to understand what's going on now. In fact, think about it. If a chick had sex with less than 50 dudes, if a chick had sex with 50 guys, that's like a number. You feel what I'm saying? So dudes be up there like wondering, they're like, oh my God, 30 guys. It's crazy. That's amazing. You feel what I mean?
You'll never know. You'll never know, Mr. Carr, what she is. I mean, women cover up their hoedom. You know what I mean? You never know what she is. But the question that we would have to him is, how fast did you meet her? When did she give up the pussy?
Right.
Because here's the thing. In her eyes, he's a loser. Mm-hmm. But yet he is doing that metal shit like you're saying. He wants the stork to bring him a vintage woman from 1948 who is waiting for her suitor to marry and have sex. That's not happening in this world. Now listen. Now you can find that if you go towards, like, you know me, if you go towards the Middle Eastern area, you know, a lot of the Middle Eastern girls, you know, they don't believe in fucking before marriage. Not all of them, but I'm just saying, if you're looking for that, you know, go head towards Asia,
right,
that little area where it go, you know, that way. But what I'm saying is that the fact that you think she's a hoe, or you even mention hoe, Miss Licario, tells me you got this chick from the bottom of the barrel or the hole in the wall. You knew she wasn't about shit. She was fucking around a bunch of guys. You made her your girl. Now all of a sudden you want to turn a frog into a swan when you knew she was a frog when you first met her. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, but all right, we keep going. 515-605-9373 is the number. Let me go ahead and read this one. I mean, it's like the more emails we read, it just gets worse and worse. This is even worse than probably the one you have. All right, I've been seeing this girl for the past 3 months. In the beginning, it was sweet. We hooked up, we had dinner together, and went to a museum. However, I became a bit too needy with her lately, and I suspect she's seeing other guys. We don't really talk at all on the WhatsApp, and when we do, it's mostly her messaging me that night to hook up. However, I want to do the normal stuff and that's not a typo. I'm going to say it three times, guys. However, I want to do the normal stuff too. However, I want to do the normal stuff too. One more time. However, I want to do the normal stuff too. So I suggested a date last week. She told me when she left from the hookup last weekend that maybe we could cancel all this dinner stuff and meet up more spontaneously. I can't run. Spontaneous. I was kind of flabbergasted. And I will say this two times. I was kind of flabbergasted by this, as it is kind of apparent now that she wants friends with benefits. I told her we agreed on Thursday and we'll meet on Thursday. However, I regretted saying this later. I don't want to go on a forced date with a woman that doesn't want me. Okay. We never talked about this. Now I have three options. Okay, here we go. Option number one. Asking her if she really meant what she told me when she left my place, and if she says no, to end it. Option number two, to call in sick for the agreed date, never contact her again. See, if she reinitiates it and then tell her I want to have a date instead of a hookup. Number three, pretend nothing happened and suggest something, maybe something unsexual for the upcoming date. I really don't have a clue what might be the right thing to do. Please help me out. What do you suggest?
God,
I hate you people. Yeah. Jesus fuck.
Yo, what is going on with these people?
Nah, man, this is the world today, dog. They don't know. This is why they need the Lucarios and Steve's, man. I can't make this shit up.
Yo, what's wrong with these dudes out here, man? Like, yo,
man.
These dudes just sound like women, yo.
Oh, my God.
So wait, let me get this straight.
Yes.
He got a chick that's trying to be fuck buddies with him. Like,
yes.
He wants that.
Spontaneous hookups.
Oh, I don't, let's date, and let's do this, and let's do that.
Yeah, like women,
what is wrong with this?
Like you said.
What is wrong with this?
more the women stuff. Again, the men have turned into women and the women turned to men. It's another scenario.
Yo, this is the stupid shit that goes down, because listen, guys, you gotta understand this. Even if you want a girlfriend, right? Because this is what it seemed like. It seemed like he wanna date her and take and do that, you know, like he wants a girl type of shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't just want to have a fuck buddy her, and I want to be with her, and I want her to be my girlfriend. Like, he sounds like he has that type of vibe, right?
Yes.
Now, what you guys got to understand is this, is that you either going to have a girl who just strictly wants you for dick, right? Some girls, this is what you guys understand. Something for dick. Not every girl wants to be your girl. So now you're going to miss out on getting some pussy because you don't understand that. Because you're going to ruin that situation because you think that you and this girl need to be together and go on dates and all that. She probably don't want to date you. She probably just wants to fuck you. You got to understand that, which is like, whatever, just have the sex if that's the case. You understand? Now, if you do want her as a girlfriend, or if you want a girl as a girlfriend, and let's say she's on some fuck buddy shit, sometimes you fuck her and you fuck her real good. She likes fucking you, and then therefore she ends up wanting to be your girl because of you and her spending all that time together fucking. You see what I'm saying? So you can get to the point where she wants to be a girl and go on dates and hang out with you through the fucking. You understand? But you ain't gonna know that until you start fucking. So it's like, why would you not smash? Because the smash, that's what you ultimately want at some point. You feel what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, you know, even if it doesn't turn out in that way, you could have sex with that girl and just have her as a fuck buddy, and then find another girl who wants to be your girlfriend. You understand? My thing is to him and to other guys, why are you making it so important that it needs to be this girl who you want to date and be with on some girlfriend boyfriend shit? Like, nah, the girl is like, listen, this is what I'm trying to do with you. This is the situation I'm trying to have with you. So let's do it. You feel what I'm saying? And you get into the fucking. It ain't like most guys wouldn't like the opposite, meaning, imagine you had a girl where all she wanted to do is date you and not fuck you. You understand what I'm saying? Do you want that shit? Hell no. You got this shit right here where this girl wants to fuck you. Have sex with her. And while you're having sex with her, you could be looking at some other chick to you know, to go on dates with and do all that other goofy shit if you want. You know what I mean? But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
561 will bring you in 1 second. Well, that's what I want to say. The biggest, and I can't be a Mr. Carl on this one because I don't know what he does. So, but when I'm in the thing that I love the most is when a woman says she wants to be friends with benefits. I love that shit, because when you know, like Mr. Lucario said, See, this is where a problem with you guys. When you know you are a god in bed, like you are a bad motherfucker in bed, you already know what she says is going to change. It happens every you know what? This is great. You know, oh, yeah, you're telling me I can go out and I can hang out with other guys. Yes, you can. Oh, and I can go out and go to dinner with other guys? Yes, you can. And all I got to do is come and fuck you when I want to? Oh, absolutely so. What? Okay. Hey, ding, 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 sign me up. And then you get hold of that ass and flip her ass. You make her toes curl like the witch that got smashed on the house on the Wizard of Oz. When that bitch toes curl the opposite direction or some shit, then all of a sudden, that's when she's going to come to you and say, well, you know what? Can we talk? You know, I'm on my period and everything, but I just want to talk to you because I care and I don't want to lose you, but I'm starting to have feelings for you. I'm starting to care about you, and I don't want to be with those other guys, and I want to be with you. And you're like, fuck, whoa, wait, hold on. We just talked about this. You can go out with whoever you want to go out with. You can do whatever you want to do. No, I don't like them. I want to be with you. That's when you know right. what you're doing, guys. This is when the fellas get around, the big kings get around the round table and talk, these are the first world problems. I got a bitch I'm fucking that wants shit. She wants other status and other things. And that's right. how it is. That those are our problems. I can't get rid of her. She wants this and these wants are nothing materialistic. It's not money, it's not jewelry, it's not clothes, it's not vacations or dinners. No, she wants my last name. She wants my kid. She wants to be with me. She wants to be the number one thing I see. Those are the problems of the round table. But when you are doing what y'all guys are doing, this is some cake-ass shit right here. Man, I wish a motherfucker would do that with me. Tell me that she just want to fuck, and I tell her, well, I just want to hold hands with you. Man, she'd look at me like I was a punk. She would look at me like I was a punk. But let's go answer this phone call, man. And get your opinion, of course, Mr. Carl. 516, you're on, sir. What's your name? What's your question?
How's it going, Steve?
How are you on the
from VA.
Hey, what's up?
Yo, I'm sorry. I ain't having no bad. I'm listening to these emails, bro, and I damn near quit my job listening to this shit. Like, for real, bro, like, this shit hurts. I ain't perfect or nothing like that. I ain't saying, I've never been one of these guys, but damn, man. These chicks literally giving y'all the keys in hand, and y'all just put them down and be like, no, that's all right. Like, I can't, bro. Like, Steve, I know how you feel, bro. I can't.
Yeah. Well, that's how they're supposed to. C561, this is the norm. This is not irregular. This is the normal guy. That's why 1%ers like the Lucarios of the world get so many women, because I can't even understand what the fuck I'm reading or what Macario's been reading to me. I can't understand that shit. I can't understand someone throwing pussy at you and you want the relationship when she's saying, I want you to be spontaneous. I call me, like, fuck me outside, fuck me in the elevator, fuck me in theater, but you want to hold her hand and paddle her ass on a boat and hold her hand and push her on the swing? I'm not trying to knock people, but I just can't relate to that. It just does not compute to me. Lucario?
And again, it's guys not understanding women. They don't understand the game because, dude, I'm trying to tell these cats, listen, chicks out here want to get down. It's like if you don't understand that mindset or understand that's how it goes down, then you're always going to be on some other shit because you think that this is the way to go about it. And also, too, what you got to understand is this. There's nothing wrong with wanting a girlfriend. There's nothing wrong with wanting a relationship.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with wanting to go on dates. You understand? Nothing wrong with that. You just have to understand what you're dealing with when it comes to a specific girl. So if a specific girl is letting you know, hey, I want to fuck, then you fuck her. You understand what I'm saying? Don't try to turn a girl that's trying to fuck into a girl that you want to try to date and do all this other stuff. Again, if that changes later, then at that point later, then do it. But the point is that you know that this girl wants to fuck, and basically, if that's what she want to do, that's all you can do with her, or else you might as well not even talk to her anymore. Because look, she's not gonna want to do all that extra shit with you. She don't want to go on no dates with you. She don't want to hold hands with you. She don't want to do none of that shit. She wants you to fucking grab her by the hair, fucking.
Hey, I just came up with a question real quick. If that's what's presented to you, you go with it. But if there's like some other shit, like, oh, you got to take me out like 3 dates before I like can give you anything or any dumb shit like that, then obviously you're not going to roll with that.
I wish a motherfucking woman would pump enough blood out of her heart to go through her veins and muscles to form a fucking sentence like that around me. I wish a woman would. I wish she would. But again, 516, you're talking to two motherfuckers that are solid in this thing. The regular guy is going to accept the terms of what she of the agreement she makes or the rules she makes, because he's like, well, if that means I get to take her out on 3 dates and I can have sex with her, sign me up. I'll do it. I'll take you on 3 dates and all that just to get some pussy, because that's what they do, young man. Here's the thing, 516. The reason why a woman would never say that to myself or Lucario or people like us is because when they meet us, they know they couldn't get away with saying shit like that, because they know we would cancel them. You remember what was that shit with Wesley Snipes? Well, New Jack City, when he flipped that bitch, took that wine and poured it on, and said cancel that bitch, and kept it. That they know when they deal with the Lucarios and us in the world, 561, they don't say the shit they say to the regular guy. Because the regular guy will put up with that stuff. We don't. They know better. See, there are things that you know you can't say around certain men. They know better, so they don't. They don't even. 561. Yes, they say it a lot, but they say it a lot to the cookie cutters. They don't say that shit to us. Hey, Lucario, have you ever had a woman? Ever had a woman say, well, hey, Mr. Lucario from the badboymembership.com, I need you to take me on 3 dates, slay a minotaur, and then take me around the world before you get this pussy. You know what I mean?
See, that used to happen when you feel what I'm saying? And so they can recognize when your game is weak, because they know they can run that game on you.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? And you believe. But then when you step up your game and you know better, you understand, like, look, that ain't gonna fly. If you understand the game, then a chick can't run her game on you. If you don't understand the game, the chick can run her game.
Oh shit, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The game is about getting people into your frame, getting these chicks into your frame. See, whenever you and a chick get together, you feel what I'm saying? And it's like you have your agenda, she has her agenda. If you go along strictly with her agenda, you feel what I'm saying? That's you getting into her shit. So if she wants to, take me out on 3 dates and wine and dine me and do all that other goofy shit, that's her agenda. You see what I'm saying? That's not your agenda. So if you go along with that, then she basically gained you. You see what I'm saying? And that's the point. But the thing is, you got to. What I'm trying to do, this is what I want. He has to go with that. You feel me?
561. Adam, ask your question.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry. I got to get back to work. I got to get back to work. Thank you for everything y'all do, though, bro.
All right, no doubt. Well, like I'm saying, and I will say it to you guys, just like 561, he at work. When 561's at work, He doesn't have an agenda. He got to do what the fuck the job tells him to do. There is no agenda. He might have an agenda to move up in the company, but he still got to stay on the street of what the company wants of him. And that's what the problem is with you guys. You make your agendas based on what she wants, not what she needs. Because when she needs something, then she's going to follow your agenda. And that's the problem, Ms. Licario. These guys are so busy going after what a woman wants and following her agenda instead of letting her follow his agenda because he's the need. What's your take on that?
Nah, real talk. And that's the thing, man. It's like, yo, you guys got to first figure out what you're trying to do and then get the girls to follow it. Because, look, at the end of the day, look, you guys, I know y'all want to have sex. Even the guys who want some, all want a girlfriend shit, or I'm trying to take her out on dates and everything.
Yes.
You still at some point going to want. So if you know you got a chick here that wants to fuck you, right? Use that situation, you know, use for your sexual needs. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's the thing. Like, you don't have to be with that girl as a girlfriend. You can find another girl as a girlfriend. And in the meantime, use that chick in that situation for your agenda to have sex.
Man,
dudes feel like they can't do that.
Man, Ms. Licario, how many times, and I know you probably going to chuckle on this shit, but they don't even understand this shit. You motherfuckers go on these Plenty of Fish and these day naps, and y'all see the woman holding a little kitty cat, and above her little thing is, I'm just looking for Mr. Right. I'm looking for that guy that has a sense of humor. You even see it in the fucking commercials. What are you looking for in a guy? Oh, he's got to have a sense of humor. He's got to be this, and he's got to be that. He's got to be this. And, oh, okay, that's fine. But guys, like I told all of you, Mother's Day is coming up. Now, again, I know y'all don't want to hear this information from your mom, but all you got to do is take the test. Go to your mother and say, Mom, I'm going out on a date. What do you want me to do? Well, be nice, open doors, show her you're a gentleman, and na 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 na. And then all you got to do is ask her about your dad. Tell me about dad, Mom. He was an asshole. He was a jerk. He didn't listen. He did what he wanted to do. He was a womanizer. He was do-do-do-do-do. But that tells you, because, Mom, you slept with him because of his behaviors. Y'all guys are so busy drinking the Kool-Aid of what these women want. They want a nice guy that's going to hold their hand, take long walks on the beach, look them in their eye, and like I say, push them on swings. And Ms. Licario, they're on one side of the field, and they're running and holding their arms out. They want that bullshit. But when they really need and what they give the pussy up to, is the Mr. Licario's of the world that's saying, if you want that bullshit, go with that sucker. If you want some dick, call me. And that's it. And the bitch that you see holding a kitty cat saying that shit is going to be knocking on Licario's door after she goes to dinner with the loser to get her back blown out. Licario?
Right.
Damn.
Nah, real shit, man. Real shit. That's how it goes. So, I just tell you guys, man, you got to recognize when a chick is throwing a pussy at you.
Yeah.
That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
That's all that is.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap this joint up, man. Why don't you go ahead and wrap it up for us, Dakari? What you got? Why don't you let them know, man, how to holler at you?
All right. So, guys, make sure that you go to badboymembership.com to join the Bad Boy Membership. You get 45 through 90-minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. Make sure you get my book, How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day, the ebook, hard copy, and audio book. And make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at Real Mr. Licario. All right? That's it.
They got other Licarios out there that's acting like you?
Yeah, actually. They got these dudes on message boards, motherfuckers imitating and shit. So, yeah, it's crazy. So
God.
I put the real on there so they know.
Shit. You know, all right. Well, yeah. All right. Well, guys. Don't forget to tune in tonight at 7 o'clock East. We're gonna be talk. We're not talking about Kanye's choice of what he said as far as the slavery thing. We're gonna be talking about the choices that you have when it comes to women, because like he said, we all have choices, and we're not talking about the choices he's talking about. We're talking about the choices that you have made for yourselves. So that's what we're gonna be talking about. But real quick, hey, LaCari, have you seen that Gambino America video?
Oh yeah, that shit is crazy.
Man, that shit was. Joe, I had to grab my nuts on that motherfucker. This is a that motherfucker was dancing and killing. I'm like, I love this shit. All right, well, anyway,
yeah,
guys. Yeah, man, that shit was nasty, man. So anyway, but yeah, we're gonna go ahead and wrap this up, guys. We'll see you on Tuesday, next Tuesday at 11 East, as always. And I will see the rest of y'all tonight who wants to join us at 7 p.m. tonight. All right, Miss Licario, let them know we out this bitch, man.
We out, people.
All peace, right. Later. Peace. All right.
All right.
All right, brother.